listening to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Cade Harner. Raider Radio is brought to you by Bernie Jr. Senior High School's leadership class and is created to inform the community about events of significance to the Intermountain community. We appreciate you tuning in, as the program is made possible through listeners like yourself. Our first report of the day is from Junior Hayden Crook, who will be telling us about Bernie High's Bernie Jamboree.
Thank you, Cade. This year, Bernie High School had a lot of fun activities. The leadership class helped with Christmas tree lighting. Each class decorated their own hallways, and we had a Christmas lip sync competition. And to cap it all off, we hosted the annual Jamboree basketball tournament as one last Christmas tradition before heading into winter break. The day started off like every other school day and quickly turned into a Christmas party slash basketball focused day. Right after school, we engaged in a lip sync competition, starting with the seventh graders, then following with the next higher grade level after everyone was done. For the rest of the Friday, most of the school stayed in the gym to watch basketball games, which all the teams did very good. Boys varsity got second, as well as the varsity girls, and the JV boys got third. The school band Youth Be Served playing during halftimes at the tournament, and break was very fun. Having fun, relaxing, and hanging out with their friends, but like all good things, it had to come to an end, and now we're back to school. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Hayden, and thanks to all community members who attended the Jamboree. Reporting next is Junior Nakai Gannon with a recount of the Bernie High School's Deck the Halls event.
Thank you, Cade. Every year, each class competes in a Christmas hallway decorating contest. This year, we decided to make it bigger and involve our community. We turned it into a mini carnival where each class had an activity or food for sale, and everyone from our community could come and vote on their favorite hallway, pet some goats, get some yummy treats, and play some fun games. This year, the 7th graders decorated to the theme of Winter Wonderland, 8th graders had Candyland, freshmen had A Christmas Story, the sophomores had The Grinch Stole Christmas, juniors had a Disney Christmas, and the seniors had an Arctic Wonderland. This year, our first place winner was the sophomores, and our second place winner was the 8th graders. Thank you for everyone coming and voting. Especially thank you for all the classes for their great effort on some awesome hallways this year. Can't wait to see what's in for next year. That's it for me. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Nakia. You're listening to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, Bernie High School's very own radio show. Next up, we have Francie Ferguson, who is reporting on Bernie High School's 4-H program.
Thank you, Cade. At Bernie High School, we have a high school-based 4-H group. If you're a member of this, you likely take one of the awesome agriculture classes taught by Mrs. Kari Rose. As a group, we have activities both during and outside of school hours. Our Bernie High 4-Hers have been busy on their toes lately. This year, they sponsored their first event as a high school service learning project, Deck the Halls. The school had a Christmas hallway decorating contest, and the community was invited to visit the school and vote on which hallway they believed looked best. There were even trophies for first and second place classes. Bernie High 4-H has also been selling eggs from the chickens they've hatched and raised at the farmer's market, and making homemade apple products and horticulture projects that were sold at a recent craft fair. This month, the class will be learning how to make goat's milk soap in hopes of selling it at the farmer's market. I myself and a few other advanced agri-science students have had the opportunity to participate in vet med this year. Once a week, we go to the Bernie Veterinary Hospital where we watch procedures and are taught new things about small animals. It's been a great experience and has definitely opened our eyes to potential future career options. The class has a lot of great things on the horizon. They will be planning their annual spring ag trip soon, and will be fundraising for that, as well as selecting students to go to the 4-H State Leadership Conference at UC Davis. Mrs. Rose has taken students to this for the past 3 years, and it's truly an incredible opportunity. The ag class is going strong. Thank you. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you very much, Francie. That sounds like a great elective to have. Now we're going to take a break to listen to I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash.
Keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
That was I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. You're tuned in to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Now I'm going to interview senior Taryn Dom on the topic of his senior project. Hi, Taryn.
How's it going, Cade?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
So, Taryn, what did you choose to do for your senior project, and why did you decide to do this?
I chose to do a basketball clinic for elementary school students and also helping out with refereeing the youth basketball games. I just did it because basketball's played a huge role in my life.
Awesome. Who did you select for your mentor for a project like this?
My mentor is my old basketball coach, Kevin Bauer.
Cool. How long did your project take to complete from start to finish?
I'm currently still doing my senior project. I've completed the basketball clinic, and it was a success, but now I'm doing the referee part in the project, and I should be finished by February 15th.
Awesome. So what age group of students did this project affect?
My project affects the 2nd through 6th grade youth basketball athletes.
Cool. What was the largest challenge you encountered throughout this process?
Time management. I'm currently on the Bernie Boys varsity basketball team, so I practice every day after school, so I had to work around my practice and game schedule to work with the kids.
Yeah. How has this project changed you as a person?
Well, I found a new respect for all of my current and previous coaches. I feel bad for always giving them a hard time, because I realized that it's not as easy as I had thought to deal with kids all day.
Yeah. And finally, what advice could you give to an upcoming senior who has to do a senior project?
Prioritize. Get your priorities straight.
Yeah, that's a big one. Thanks, Taryn.
No problem.
That's great advice. Now we are going to listen to a report from Junior Langston Tate with the Bernie Sports Report.
Thanks, Cade. Basketball is going well. All the teams have had good starts to their seasons and are preparing to start league. The boys have a record of 3-7. The JV boys have a record of 4-5. Varsity girls have a record of 5-4. And the JV girls have a record of 1-4. On the varsity boys team is senior Taryn Dom, senior Hayden Lewis, senior Alfonso, juniors Langston, Connor, Heath, Braden, and Mork. And then the varsity girls team has Caitlin, Kylie, Ashley, Kira, Gracie, and Raven. And the JV boys team has Eric, Drew, Axton, Mella, Carson, Tanner, Briley, Benjamin, Cannon, and Owen. The JV girls team has Harper, Sierra, Brianna, Haley, Tori, and Emily. We're looking forward to starting league, and we have a game on Friday in Modoc. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Langston. You're tuned in to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Lastly, we have senior Paris Deaton Geisler with a report on the Burney High School Band at the Burney Jamboree.
Thank you, Cade. This year's 40th annual Jamboree was a wonderful success. There were many fun activities for all the students to participate in, and the basketball games were invigorating to watch. During this exciting event, our Burney High School classic rock band, Youth Be Served, played 5 to 7 famous old songs in between each game and kept the audience entertained during the halftime breaks. They performed on the Friday of the Jamboree and blew the crowd away with their amazing vocals and guitar leads. The band had only had one practice prior to the Friday performance that was only an hour long, and yet they still managed to knock the people's socks off. The band never seems to let us down. All of the band members were very honored to be able to play once again at the annual Burney Jamboree. The members of the band are Nathan Doherty, Hayden Crook, Connor Sweet, Paris Deaton Geisler, and Mr. Guerrero. For these fantastic players, this might have been the last and final time all the band members would perform together at the annual Burney Jamboree due to one of their members graduating. All in all, the band did very well during their performance, and we all hope to hear them perform at a community event very soon. Thank you, and back to you, Cade.
Thank you very much, Paris. That sounds awesome. We're going to take another break to listen to You May Have Already Won by Gas Huffer. You have been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the Donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. There will be a KKRN fundraiser, a dinner theater, on February 8th at the Mountain Community Center, so be sure to save the date. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio, produced by Burney High School's Leadership Class and KKRN. Coming up next on KKRN is American Roots. Next week and every week until the first Wednesday, you can tune in at 7:30 p.m. to listen to Talk Nation. The next Raider Radio will air on February 5th. Until then, goodbye from Raider Radio.
This is Paris.
This is Francie.
This is Nakia.
This is Hayden.
This is Taryn.
This is Langston.
I'm Cade. Thank you for listening.
Walk hard, hard down life's rocky road. Walk bold, hard, that's my creed, my code. I've been scorned and slandered and ridiculed too. Had to struggle every day my whole life through. My share of the worst that this world can give, but I still got a dream and a burning rage to live. Walk hard, hard, when they say you're all done. Walk bold, hard, though they say you're not the one. Even if you've been told time and time again that you're always gonna lose and never gonna win, gotta keep that vision in your mind's eye when you're standing on top of a mountain high. Folks used to say to me, slow down, Dewey. Don't walk so hard. And I used to tell them, life's a race, and I'm in it to win it. And I walk as damn hard as I please. How do I walk, boys? In the eye, by God, I'll say I gave my word and my word was good. I took it in the face and I walked as hard as I could. Walk hard.